that I want to put out, because the government is about to pull the plug on both money printing and social programs. Now, when I say they're about to do it, it's going to happen within the next 2 years, but this warning has to be told now, because I'm going to explain how they're going to do it, when I believe they're going to do it, and how you can prepare yourself for this event, because it is going to be a very scary event. There are going to be riots in our country. There are going to be so many people not understanding, and ironically, the government's going to do it in a way. That's what happens when your car stereo's on. That's what's going to happen, and I'm going to explain a very serious misconception of that people have in regards to the corporations that run this world and how the government deals with crisis. There is a huge misconception that just because interest rates were low for so long that they're going to go back to that ultra low. There is a time where that's going to happen, but it's going to happen after rates go extremely high. People will be able to look back on this video and see these time frames. Years later, they'll be able to go, holy cow, how did you figure this out? It's not because I'm very smart. It's because this has been happening throughout governments, throughout the dawn of ages, these cycles. All right. So first, I want to explain that there have been prophecies about this. If you go on John Paul Jackson's The Perfect Storm website, it talks about the government pulling entitlements and people rioting in the streets, cities on fire, people protesting, saying they want their entitlements back. I believe this prophecy will come true, and I believe it will happen within 2 years. And the reason why, my time frame, is because this year it will not happen, which means you have an amazing opportunity to prepare for it. Because when the nation changes over the leadership of this country, there are a group of people that are going to want to detonate the economy in order to blame it on the new president. Type one if you understand and agree with that. So you have this year to prepare. You have about 12 months. When this happens, an excuse is going to be made because of the government will blame the BRICS nations for how big and how large and how powerful they've gotten in a short amount of time, which hasn't been a short amount of time because the BRICS have been building this since about 2015. But the public does not know that. And they're like sheep, and they're going to follow what the loudest people say. And if you noticed, who are the loudest people in our country? The ones that scream and yell like babies and say that they're in charge of the narrative, right? The liberals. Okay. They have the megaphone of the nation. That's why every time one of you hits the subscribe button, the bell icon, and the thumbs up, or shares these videos, it pushes them back a little bit more, and they've got to figure out new ways to suppress the truth. So a misconception that most people have about how our nation works, our government works, is that because interest rates are always low, they're always going to be low. Just because the nation prints money and we haven't seen hyperinflation yet, it's always going to print money. That's over. We're about to have a small bout of hyperinflation. You've noticed that the inflation numbers keep coming out hot, 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 hot. Oh, it's unexpected. It's unexpected. It's unexpected. I've been telling you exactly what's going to happen, and it's playing out perfectly. Can I get a witness here? Type two. It's not to pump me up. It's to show other people. There are people that understand, including yourself, how this works. All right. The normal that you think is normal, the narrative that the government is telling you, is about to be pulled away. And so because the BRICS have been getting big and they are no longer buying our bonds, our government bonds, it means we cannot export inflation to their countries. So now, either the government, if the government needs money, it needs to borrow more money from the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank, and they aren't able to do that because the central bank's going, crap, we don't want our balance sheet to get too big. So you're going to have to pay up more. And the government's going to use that as a perfect excuse. And I'm talking about the Democrats. They're going to use it as a perfect excuse to go, you know what? We can't afford these products. Because the BRICS nation have gotten so big and they're walking away and starting economic war, they're going to have those war drums beating. They're going to say, in order to hold our country together, our Western civilization together, being Europe, America, and Canada, and it is becoming only those three countries against the rest of the world. Please understand that. Economic wars always begin before shooting wars, before hot wars. Type three, if you understand that. And I say the whole typing three and typing two, not only to get you moving and action, moving the right direction, but also wake up those algorithms and fire them up and piss them off, right? So like, crap, someone's doing a live stream over there and everyone's giving it an attention. We got to go and share it. That's how the algorithm works. And so every time you guys comment, you guys are getting fired up. It also fires up the algorithm and it has to show it, the video, to new people that have no concept of what's going on. And we need more Americans, more human beings around the world, good people with strong minds and good hearts, not freaks of nature that are out there running the country right now. We need good people with the money. And the only way you get the money is if you prepare for this crash that the freaks of nature are planning. Because this is the misconception I was talking about in the beginning of the video. Corporate America that is running the world doesn't give a crap if their company goes under. Please understand that. C-suite execs understand something that 99% of the nation doesn't, and that is, we can run this thing into the ground. We can print more stock. We can give ourselves bonuses. Don't you remember during the Lehman crisis? Record bonuses. Right now, banks are failing. Record bonuses. Oh, some of them are pulling back because they have to, because they're collapsing. But really, by and large, record bonuses. It doesn't matter. We can close our doors tomorrow and we fire up a new corporation and boom, we're back in business, baby. We're going public. We're going to be richer than we were before. That's what caused too big to fail. And very few people understand this. Well, guess what? The U.S. government also understands it. These politicians, and type four, if this pisses you off, they're career politicians, and the Congress runs that law. They will never vote for term limits, because if they vote for term limits, all of the greedy, ugly, horrible people that run this country right now are out of jobs. And I don't care what side of the fence they're on. Republicans, Democrats, or the conservatives that are sitting there and they've been in too for a while. Hey, I'm a fence sitter. Cool. Copy. They're all crap because they're not out there in front going, no, this is wrong. It's actually running our country into a deficit. We are losing money. We are losing ground as a nation right now. How many of you understand that? Now, as you say that and you understand this, you go, no, Ninja, I get it, right? You got a good head on your shoulders. Please understand this. The government knows they're going to run into the ground and all they got to do is pull some social programs. And guess what? We've just stacked the deck in our favor. They've done it on purpose. We put millions and millions of immigrants in this country, just like Europe did. See, it's not just an American plan. It's a plan for Europe as well. It's a plan for Canada. It's a Western civilization's problem. I had a buddy that just, as a matter of fact, one of my attorneys told me, I was just down south of the border and there were Somalian men marching south of the border in a way, they were moving with a purpose. And I asked him, like, what did you think? It's not Mexicans coming over the border. We are in a serious situation right now. When they pull these social programs, and they're going to tell you it's because of the BRICS nations, not because of the policies they made that caused the BRICS nations to form together and rebel against us, right? It's our government and our out-of-control central bank that did this. Type five, if you agree with that. They're going to pull social programs, and it's going to cause riots around the nation. You need to have some food. And if you think this is doom and gloom, I'm sorry if the truth scares you. Then you aren't ready for this fight, because our nation became great by great men and women that fought and saw things ahead of time and did something about it. I still go back to the Paul Revere story. We didn't have social media, didn't have internet. People had to believe a man that ran through city saying the town saying the British are coming, the British are coming. And they were ready. And people went and grabbed their guns and they grabbed some provisions and they left to go fight a tyrannical government that was coming to destroy us. Well, guess what? That tyrannical government is now our tyrannical government coming to destroy us, the people. They want to start race wars. They want to start sex wars between men and women. They want to get us separated, scared, and then they want to be there. They want to be our savior. Well, you know what? Government ain't my savior. Jesus Christ is. Satan's running this country right now. And he's got a plan by pulling the money printing back because he, Lucifer runs the U.S. money printing system. And as a matter of fact, he runs every fiat system in the world. It started when Jesus was actually on earth, walking on this earth. Fiat currency is a tool that demons use to run this world. That's why I don't put my faith in gold and silver, but I think it's important for everyone to have just a little bit of God's money and hold on to it and then think and meditate on and go, okay, what's going on in this world? There's a lot more here than meets the eye. Type 7 if this doom and gloom gives you hope, because that's the message of this channel. This channel's message is to warn you about real things that are happening in real time, then show you how all of those things in real time are happening together to predict what's happening in the future, and then what you're going to do in the future to absolutely crush it. You're not going to accept death. You're not going to accept poverty. You're not going to accept the things of the enemy. You're going to accept the things that are good. But you got to go through the crap to get to the good things. Nothing good in our country's history ever came easy. And if you look around at our young people being molded by television and the internet, and I claim in the name of Jesus Christ, open doors over this video so that it'll open up so many people's eyes. And trust me, this isn't me talking right now. And I'm not saying I'm a prophet. I ain't saying any of that stuff. But I'm telling you right now, people need to see the crap in order to understand the light at the end of the tunnel and the hope, which is coming. There's going to be some crazy crap. And we're going to take that crap that the government wants to use and bad people want to use to enslave us mentally, physically, and economically, and we're going to turn it on their head. We are the Trojan horse. Hashtag Ninja Nation, if you understand that and you agree with that. This is your time and my time. And we've been waiting a long time. The meek shall inherit the earth. Remember, a meek person has all the authority, all the power, all the tools at their disposal to change things, but they choose not right now, not for my benefit, but for the greater benefit and at the right time. That is true wisdom. Wisdom is taking knowledge and knowing how to use the knowledge for the greatest impact for Earth's benefit. There are a lot of men and women running around with a bunch of knowledge and fancy degrees that don't have wisdom. And there are some people right here, and I want to tell you right now, type 10, if that's you, you may have a little bit of knowledge and go, who am I compared to these people in college, these big degrees, these big jobs, but you've got wisdom. Wisdom that was given to you by God. And you can take that wisdom and you put the knowledge to work at the right time. And it explodes for not your benefit, even though it does benefit you, but it benefits your family, your community, your nation, and then ultimately the world. It's time for everybody here to start getting fired up and do lead. I will lead by example. I'm the dork that started a YouTube channel and hit record one day and didn't stop. You all have the ability, the authority, the information to change nations. Go do it. Everybody on social media just wants to get rich and famous. And trust me, I want to be number one. That's just my nature. I want to be the best. It is my nature, but I can't get there if I don't make you great, help you, give you the tools, you the encouragement. Everybody else wants to be famous and they're just going to rot because they're trying to do it themselves. You need to go and do this. Everybody here, every single person, type it down below. What is your gift? What is your passion? Type it down below and then run with it. Don't let these words that I'm saying be in vain. This is your time, your shot, It's your destiny. Now go grab it. Ninja's out.